You can support the ministry of Bob Enyart Live by subscribing to Bob's monthly Bible studies, monthly videos, monthly sermons, or monthly classic TV shows at kgovstore.com. You can also support the show and make a monthly or one-time donation by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's so good to be back in the studio after a month away working on an important project for Colorado's Amendment 62 campaign. Now that I'm back, of course, I have to thank Greg Jackson and Doug McBurney. The show is a very short format. A half hour goes by quickly, but I'm going to share a flyer from the Amendment 62 campaign, the first official campaign flyer that's been produced. And I'd also like to offer a word of encouragement. You know that we are only on a single radio station, albeit the most powerful Christian radio station. In fact, we're on the list of the top 10 most powerful radio stations in the country. And that's because KLTT has 50,000 watts. And the lower you get on the AM dial, the more efficient those watts are, the more effective they are at reaching a larger portion of the Earth's surface. So 850 KOA, they call themselves the blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains. They're way up at 850. We are at 670. We are way down on the AM dial. 670, it's pretty cool. And so 670 with 50,000 watts, people hear this show all around the state of Colorado and into neighboring states, as much as 50 or 100 miles into some of our neighboring states. So it's a real thrill, but we are on only a single station. We're not on hundreds of radio stations like many Christian radio shows or even conservative shows that you might think about. And so it's a constant financial struggle for us to maintain our presence on the air in our studio and staff. And thank God, thank you, Lord, for the volunteers we have and the inventory and the printing and the postage and the insurance and airtime and everything. And so 8 years ago, we got someone to do our orders, processing the orders that come in and the monthly subscriptions. And that's Connie. And 8 years ago, we were taking in about $5,000 and some a month in what we call the monthlies, And that's if somebody says, I'd like the Bob Enyart Live DVDs, the classic TV shows, and we mail out 4 shows a month or 8 or 12, depending on how many they want. Or I want one Bible study album a month, either to download from the KGov store or to receive in the mail on a CD, or I want the Bob Enyart Sunday sermons, or I want to make a monthly donation of $25 or $75 a month or whatever. We call them the monthlies, and we were at around $5,500, and we said, all right, let's have a goal of getting $6,000. And we would get, we'd work so hard, we'd add new products, services, materials, resources. We'd get 3 new monthlies, 3 new subscribers, and we'd lose 4 because people, you know, we're only on in Denver and people live in Alaska. And so then the next month we'd sign up 4 people and we'd lose 2. And so we went for 8 years, and we hovered in the $5,000 range for monthlies. We could not. We would have the great, we'd have a strong telethon. It was so exciting. And we're at $5,800 for the monthlies. We thought this is impossible. So we didn't realize it, but on May 1st, we didn't realize it because most of the monthlies get processed automatically with the credit cards. on the 1st, or right about the 1st, depending if it's a weekend. And then a handful of others mail in checks for monthlies. We didn't realize it, but on May 1st, we passed $6,000. We got $6,100 in monthlies. And we didn't even celebrate. 8 years coming, we're all too busy on personhood. We didn't realize it. And you might be thinking, these dollar amounts, Bob, they're so small. What are you even talking about? How do you keep a radio show and a staff? And you should see the studio. The studio is gorgeous. We have a large studio with an order fulfillment section and an inventory section and a customer service. We even have a sitting area in our lobby with a plant and a water bottle. And we've got a studio, and we've got a place for the board operator, and we have a video workstation for producing the videos we make, like Focus on the Strategy and so on, and the Ann Coulter hangups video and all our great fun videos. And how do we do that? Now, we also get ad hoc donations during the month and people who call and say, I'd like the Walt Brown book in the beginning, or I'd like the Real Science Friday CD from 2008. I want all the Real Science Friday shows from 2008. Or I'd like to order the Bible study from Esther. I heard that the Esther Bible study is great. We'll say, yeah, it is. It's so much fun, but you might want to get Genesis the Fall also. And so we get those ad hoc orders of our resources, and some people will call in. One guy said, I'd like the BEL Televised Classics, but I'm addicted to them, so I want $300 worth, but I don't have $300. What can you do for me? And then they put Al Sharon on the line, and he always cuts a deal. Sure, we tell people whatever you could afford, because it's a ministry. We're trying to reach as many people as we can, but we get more revenue from monthlies than we do from ad hoc orders and donations and gifts and all. So last month, we didn't know, we didn't celebrate, we took in $6,100. And could you imagine the reach of Bob and Yart Live, how we go far beyond the studio, far beyond the radio signal, because of the internet, the influence on personhood and the young earth creation movement and homeschooling and debating atheists and encouraging people to a solid Bible study. The influence goes across the country and even around the world with so much testimony we have over all these years, almost 20 years, 5 days a week. But now I just got the report before the show started for June 1st, and I have to attribute this to Greg Jackson and Doug McBurney, because I was AWOL for the month. Well, I wasn't AWOL. I was on sabbatical. I was off on a covert op. And the monthlies were $7,671. How did that happen? How we took 8 years to go from 5,500 to 6,000. And then 1 month, we jumped up another 1,500. And so these are monthlies. These are people who say, I want to support Bob and Your Live with $50 a month. Some people are, everyone is extraordinary. Everyone. We don't deserve a dollar of support from anyone, but we're thankful. We're grateful for the support that people give. Some people give $200 a month. And some people say, okay, I want to give $100 a month. Should I just donate, or could I get materials also? And we always say get materials, so it'll strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, in your family relationships, in your work, your employment, because a Christian worldview and a solid biblical education helps in 1,000 ways. So get the resources. Let us mail them to you every month. And also, you can share them with other people. So you get a DVD or you get a Bible study and you think, you know, I know who needs to hear this. And then you loan it to them or you give it to them. Or you use them with your kids as frisbees in the living room. There's just plenty of opportunities. So if you could help out, now I've got to do my part because Greg and Doug just blew away our efforts. And I'm competing for my own slot here on the air. Because if I was gone another week or two, my staff told me, that's it. The show's over. It's Doug and Greg Live, which would be great, actually. So So thank you guys for filling in this extraordinary effort. We are so focused on stopping child killing in our lifetimes, and God is blessing beyond what we could have dreamed of even 3 years ago when American Right to Life was launched as a tool to be offered to God to use toward recognizing the personhood, the God-given right to life of every innocent child. All children are innocent, so of every child in the womb. So it's exciting what's been going on. Now, our number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. I've been gone for so long. The Colorado Amendment 62 Personhood Talking Points, the flyer. It's a trifold, professionally printed, full-color, beautiful American flag, and it goes through about 10 issues, that the pros and the cons. It brings up the cons, the arguments used against the Personhood Amendment, and there are talking points for how to respond to these arguments and these attacks and the smears. And this is a really interesting flyer. 10,000 were printed initially, and they're gone, along with a few thousand bumper stickers and political buttons and so on. So that first order of 13,000 campaign items has been completely used. They're gone. And it's fun to drive on the highway and see a Yes on 62 bumper sticker. That's really cool. And so now there's a goal to reprint 50,000, because then you get it cheaper. You go from 9 cents a piece, double-sided, glossy, trifolded. So they're all done. They're folded. From 9 cents a piece down to 6 cents a piece, and get that done here in the Denver metro area. And that's going to cost what? $3,000 for 50,000 pieces. And the campaign is invested already a lot on the foundation, getting all this material ready. And so there's not just $3,000 sitting there to print these 50,000 flyers. But what I'll do is I'll put a link to the artwork for the flyer and the text and all on today's show. And you could read it, and I'll start going through it now. And if you think it's worthwhile, maybe you could write the check for $3,000 to Colorado Right to Life Issues Committee. Or you could call them, 303-753-9394. Or you could go online to coloradorighttolife.org, donate, and donate to the Issues Committee, and $3,000 would print 50,000 of these. And this is not your grandma's pro-life flyer. This is not your grandma's pro-life flyer. This is already educating people by the thousands. So let's look at it. Personhood talking points. And it begins with the actual wording of the amendment. Persons, not property, is the subhead. And then it says, please vote yes on Amendment 62, because then, and then there's a quote, and it says actual wording, please vote yes, because then the term person shall apply to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that person. So that's super, right? We're not establishing personhood. God did that when he created us and gave us the ability to procreate, to reproduce. But we are recognizing personhood. So vote yes on Amendment 62, and then the term person shall apply to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being. Then snowflake children. This is the next section. It shows a little baby girl who I think is one of the cutest kids in the world. Cheryl and I, we have 7 boys. We don't have any girls. So this is a girl with a fluffy bow on her head. And all in pink. We don't have anything pink in our whole house with 7 boys. So it says, snowflake children, this baby girl was adopted, like all the snowflake kids, as a frozen embryo. A snowflake child is one of the strongest proofs that the single-celled human is a person. Little Alicia Lancaster, frozen for 4 years, appears in an online Amendment 62 video with her mom, Maria. Alicia was fully alive, fully human, and not a boy, but already a little girl at the very moment that she came into existence in a laboratory. Then, 4 years later, this tiny person was adopted, Federal Expressed across the country, and implanted in mom's womb. So that's strong evidence for those who are confused that this is a person at that first moment of conception, at the moment of fertilization, when sperm meets egg. And by the way, there are other ways to begin a human life other than fertilization. That's called sexual reproduction. There's also asexual reproduction, which has to do with cloning and twinning and so on. All right, the next section. Will the personhood amendment stop abortion? So this is what it says. Our law prohibits the intentional killing of an innocent person. So yes, the illegality and unconstitutionality of abortion will finally be evident. But then what about Roe v. Wade? It says, see below for Dred Scott and Roe v. Wade. And there's a section later we'll get to later on Roe and Dred. All right, then the flyer continues. It's the woman's body with a question mark. Isn't it the woman's body? Half the time the fetus is a boy. Always the mother is female. Her son's Y chromosome cannot be part of mom. He's a genetically distinct individual. And whether it's a baby boy or girl, the baby is not the woman's body, but has his or her own body within mom. The unborn baby's first cry for food is actually a pheromone signal from one organism to another. A hormone is a chemical signal between organs within an organism. You've heard of a hormone, right? If your hormones are out of whack, then you're in all kinds of trouble. That your organs are trying to communicate in your glands, and they send chemical signals back and forth. And if they're out of whack, your body, you're going to struggle emotionally, physically. Well, a hormone is a chemical signal between organs within an organism, but the baby's request is a human pheromone. See, a pheromone is a signal from one organism to another. You know how human beings and creatures in the animal kingdom, they release pheromones so that they could communicate subtly with one another. They could find one another. They could be attracted to one another through chemical signals that they don't hear. They don't hear the chemical signal. They don't see it, but their bodies sense the chemical signal, and that's a pheromone. Well, the baby's first cry for food is actually a pheromone from one organism to another, from the baby to mom. And this ends this section. So while still traveling toward the womb, the fetal cry lets mom know the baby's already hungry. So imagine that. The baby's not even in the womb yet. You know, Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So the baby is a single-celled organism. It doesn't have the form, the shape of a human being. It's a single cell. And then it doubles, and it's still not the shape of a human being. There's not head and chest and arms and legs, abdomen. It's just a roundish ball of human cells that form an organism. So before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. At that moment of conception in the fallopian tube, God knows you. He sees a little boy or a little girl. And so while still traveling toward the womb, the fetal cry, that chemical pheromone signal, lets mom know the baby's already hungry. Get ready, mom, to feed me because I'm on my way. Then the next section is eggs have rights. Because they say that, right? They say we want to give rights to eggs. Eggs have rights. Those who kill unborn children try to dehumanize them by referring to the youngest ones as eggs. Confusing an egg with an organism is biological and moral ignorance. The Carnegie Institute's world-renowned Stages of Early Human Development list terms with no scientific usefulness. And they say that, quote, the term egg is best reserved for the breakfast table. So they say, look, don't use the term egg. It has no scientific usefulness, and use it when you're having breakfast, not when you're talking about science and human reproduction and human development. And then this section ends with this about eggs have rights. Immoral terms like gooks and fertilized egg dehumanize other people to make it easier to kill them. So that's why they say we're trying to give rights to eggs, to dehumanize them. And then how about this? Arrest for miscarriage? Because Planned Parenthood tells people if this passes, women will be arrested if they have a miscarriage. Arrest for miscarriage? That's abortionist fear-mongering. History demonstrates the truth. When the nation recognized abortion as illegal, the authorities never arrested a single doctor or woman for a miscarriage. So throughout America, through history, before we decriminalized abortion, so that if you performed an abortion, you were committing a crime. No woman was ever arrested for a miscarriage. So when they say, if we recognize that the baby has the right to life, women everywhere will be arrested for miscarriages, and so will their doctors. I mean, that's fear-mongering. It's just a lie, because before Roe v. Wade and before 1966, 67, when the states began to decriminalize child killing, women were not being arrested for miscarriages. It's just a lie. Then how about this? Won't this outlaw contraceptives? Won't this outlaw contraceptives? No. Recognizing personhood has no effect on contraceptives that only prevent fertilization. However, personhood would prohibit any chemical abortifacient that kills the tiniest boys and girls. When the abortion industry says that personhood would outlaw contraceptives, they're either lying now or they were lying then. For they've spent decades telling women that such chemicals did not kill a living embryo. Women should know whether or not a chemical would abort their children. Personhood Amendment 62 will end the lies. It'll end the lies. And if a chemical would kill a child, then it should not be permitted, because it's illegal to intentionally kill a person. Then the Talking Points flyer asks, where do rights come from? Human rights do not come from the government, for then they wouldn't be rights. Nor from the majority, and it says, consider America and slaves, and Germany and Jews. So if somebody thinks that rights come from the majority, then they'd have to say, well, America had every right to own blacks as slaves because the majority was white. And we could say blacks don't have rights. And in Germany, the majority was Aryan, white, Caucasian, German, and so they could say Jews don't have rights. We could take their property, force them to work, and kill them. They don't have rights. So rights do not come from the government, for then they wouldn't be rights, nor from the majority, nor from the doctor or hospital. For rights come from our Creator at the moment we are created. As Jeremiah 1:5 quotes God, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And then there's a picture of a little baby boy, like the girl on the cover. Here's a little baby boy, all in blue, cute kid, snowflake child. And it says, every snowflake, love and law should protect every embryo, even frozen ones like he was. That beautiful picture of a boy. Then, won't personhood hurt rape and incest victims? Now, we're toward the end of the flyer, but I'm going to run out of time. And Lord willing, we'll complete this tomorrow. But let me do this section. Won't personhood hurt rape and incest victims? Consider the horror of abortion for incest. Cruelly, the abortion clinic typically covers up the crime of incest by sending the victim back home to her rapist. You get that? The abortion clinic covers up the crime by sending the victim back home to her rapist. So the uncle rapes his niece, and then she is sent to Planned Parenthood for the abortion, and the uncle gets away with it, and he could rape her again. Even worse, they often send her home with her rapist, the very criminal who impregnated her and then brought her to Planned Parenthood. Abortion for incest emboldens a criminal to rape his young relative, helps him escape being caught, tempts him to repeat his crime, and is not compassionate because it kills a baby, fuels rape, and increases the woman's suffering. Personhood for the unborn helps people understand that there are no hard cases when deciding to love a baby. You don't kill a child because her father is a criminal. As documented by live-action films Lila Rose and by Life Dynamics Caught on Tape, abortion clinics in Colorado and nationwide routinely refuse to comply with mandatory reporting laws for suspected child rape. Personhood will end the lies. So actually, we have about a third more of the flyer to go. This great trifold. Go to kgov.com. Today's show will link to the whole thing. God bless you.